11 Fold Contracting.
Hi, is this Elliot?
Yes, this is Elliot.
Good to speak with you again, sir. This is Paul. I'm calling you back from Local Splash. We spoke on Thursday of last week regarding branding your business on that first page of Google. I did, of course, send an email out to you. Websites included. I was able to get the friends and family rate approved here and reduce the cost. I was hoping you might have had a chance to take a look at that email. I certainly would like to answer any questions that you might have.
Yes. So the questions that I thought of, I've just been so busy, man. I'm trying to keep up with everybody and everything.
I understand.
So the questions I have are, you would have access to my Google business, but you don't want ownership of it, right? You just want admin ability?
Yeah, just managerial access as long as you're a client of ours, so we can attach the website, put blog posts and link to it, the different directories that we'll create, but you always maintain ownership of that.
Okay. I guess the other question comes with the website question of, is that something that I would own in the future if we decided to part ways, or is that something that belongs to you guys?
Of course, any website needs to be hosted somewhere. Otherwise, people would never even see it or even be able to look for it. If ever you do decide to stop using our service, we could simply continue to host the website. A modest hosting fee of $29 includes updates and things like that. Or we could transfer the domain over to you and you could host the website somewhere else.
Okay. So it is something I could keep the domain and just modify things as I go if I needed to.
Correct.
Like I would have to start all the way over.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. As far as I understood it, those were the two primary questions I knew I needed to ask.
Sure.
Just hypothetically, if I were to get a website created for me in some way, is that just as easy for you guys to utilize, or does that change things?
I mean, obviously we do want you to have a website. Some of our clients already have one when they come in, and we just go promoting that website. If you don't have a website, obviously we would want to build one. If you had your own website, we don't make changes to it. You know, we don't ask for access
Understood.
To it. But it would be something that we would promote. We would obviously link it to your Google and Bing listing and all the directories that we would create. So, you know, either way, if you already had a website or if you decide down the road to get a website built, you know, somewhere else, it's an easy switch for us to promote that website.
I see. All right. Well, what was I just thinking about? Oh, sorry, I'm painting at the same time as talking to you. So then how quickly do you think that all that could happen if I were to move forward with this?
So, you know, we are working on a lot of different things simultaneously. They all have a little bit of their own time frame. They want us to say for your website 7 to 14 business days. My experience, it's usually less than that, maybe 7 to 10 business days. Your Facebook ads are really just waiting for your website to be completed. So usually in that first couple of weeks, you've got the website up and running, you've got the Facebook ads attached to it, and then of course...
Do I create the Facebook or...
No,
sorry, I'm interrupting.
We would do that. This $249 package, it does come with $100 of Facebook ads. It's the amount that's originally included at the $599 price point. So I kept the ads in place and just significantly reduce the overall cost. So we would manage the Facebook ads for you. Obviously, we're going to want you to be in the loop as much as you want to be in the loop. You'll always have access to the tracking system, 24/7 access to the reports. You can see, you know, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each individual search, etc. You can see the ads that we have running for you. We'll typically run about 6 or 8 different ads for you at a time, kind of targeting the most popular ways that people are typing in the search phrases for the services that you provide.
Okay. Am I putting things, like am I doing things with the Facebook myself? Am I putting pictures and doing that type of stuff?
I mean, you certainly can do that. You know, the whole point is to have a link to the website, a link to you know, your Google listing, and to retarget people that have already gone on Google or Bing and done a search for your services. So, you know, you've probably heard it happen, or maybe it's happened to you. You search for something, and then all of a sudden you see it popping up on your Facebook page. Of course, it's not at all a coincidence. It is targeting and retargeting ads strategically, putting your business right there in front of the people who we already know are in your service area and looking for your services. So that's the most important thing about those Facebook ads. It lets people know that you're in the area providing those services. Get your website in front of those eyes, and then, of course, your phone number so that they can call you.
Okay. So then say there's $100 worth of ads through Facebook. Once that runs out, does my monthly change?
So it's our job to manage those ads, and Facebook ads are only like 20 or 22 cents per click. So $100 is roughly 400 clicks. So it's our job to manage those ads, make sure it covers your entire service area, that it covers the entire month. We would never charge you additionally for anything. We would certainly contact you first if we notice that your Facebook ads, for example, are running out on a regular, you know, 4 or 5 or 8 days before the end of the month. We might say, hey, would you consider adding, you know, another $10, $15 or $20 or something like that? We would always wait till we get to that bridge before we cross it. We would never charge you without your permission.
Understandable. Okay. Geez. So then I'm trying to think of anything else I can come up with in my mind to ask before.
One thing that I might have mentioned before is that the initial construction of the website is included. The hosting, the maintenance, and the updating of the website is also included. And one thing that you'll have access to through the website editor tool is one thing you'll have access to through your client dashboard is that website editor tool. So if you want to continue to make changes or updates, add photos, and put in a senior discount, military holiday special, 10% off a specific service, whether you make changes to your website or if you just want us to make changes to the website, there's never any additional cost for that. And there's actually no additional cost for anything. There's no hidden taxes or fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. Of course, you're not paying for lead because it's not a lead-based service. You're just simply going to get more phone calls, and it will most likely be someone who took the time to take a look at your website and they saw something that they liked. Then they reach out to you hoping you're available, hoping your price is fair. So it's going to be a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get.
I see. Well, that all sounds really positive. I literally got a lead through Angie accidentally because I didn't realize. They didn't send me the email or I missed it saying they were going to turn it back on. I usually go in and turn it on and turn it off again kind of thing really fast. I got a lead to move a piano, literally, quote-unquote, said they wanted me to scoot a piano 5 feet back and 7 feet to the right, whatever the hell that means.
Okay.
And I'm like, bro, how do I even charge for that?
Right.
It fell under furniture assembly. I'm like, I'm about to take that off of things, but I don't even know how much longer I really want to mess with them.
Yeah, that's
because I had a bad month last month.
It's funny you mention that. I mean, I talk to business owners all the time that regularly pause their leads for various reasons, and then you forget to do it, and those leads just come back on, and you start getting leads. And like you said, sometimes those leads are for services you don't even want to provide, and you're still getting charged for those leads. So, I mean, this is going to get your phone ringing, and, of course, you know, with the website, the package that I had already mentioned to you, that's our platinum package that does originally come with a landing page, but because I put in and was approved for the website upgrade, the custom website, multiple pages, multiple tabs, we can be very specific with the services that you provide, put before and after photos on there. That way you're really only going to be getting calls from people who are looking for the services that you provide. And of course you're not paying for the phone call, you're not paying for the lead, you're not feeling compelled to take something that might not be an ideal fit for you. In fact, you can kind of be a little selective, you know, pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you, whether it's that bigger job that pays you more for your time or the smaller job you can get done quickly to move on to the next one. Maybe it's the job that's closer to home, or even you just know that the materials involved would mean a higher profit margin. I mean, it's all about, you know, making more use of your time, being more efficient, being more productive, getting paid more for your time. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you've only got so much time to do so many jobs, but if you're making a higher profit on every job, that adds up over time.
Yeah, it's my right now, the admin factor of just running all the background stuff and not getting work done, you know?
But, I mean, I've heard people describe Angie as like, it feels like you're working for them. I mean, you get a lead. But
that's how they sell it.
Yeah, it doesn't, I mean, and you've already got enough things calling for your time. You know, you've got enough things on your plate. The last thing you have time for is, you know, chasing down leads. They don't even answer the phone. You got to call them back, and then you have to call Angie and say, hey, I mean, I'm not even talking to this person, and it's still supposed to be a valid lead. You know, like I said, time is money, and obviously, we know that, and time wasted is money wasted, but time well spent is money well earned. And instead of, you know, having to chase down those potential customers, instead of being in a bidding war with your competitors that are also getting that same phone number, or even just dealing with a potential customer who wants multiple calls, and maybe they're looking for the cheapest guy, or maybe they're just looking for an estimate to try to budget for something down the road. I mean, you might even go out there, talk to them, give them a fair estimate, and they might say, hey, you know, I'll call you in a month or two when I can afford it. I mean, that doesn't benefit you at all, but, you know, people aren't going on Google and typing in, you know, looking for your service because they're practicing the typing. Nobody goes on Google unless they're actively looking to call somebody. You're not going to be completely immune to someone who is trying to budget for something down the road, but then again, you're not paying for that phone call. Honestly, when we target your service area, especially with those Facebook ads retargeting those people, when they call you, they're serious. They're looking for a contractor to hire.
Totally. Well, I would have to take a look at something really fast, but the only other thing I think I'm kind of in the hot seat about is I haven't gone back and gotten any of my reviews together for my Google business.
A lot of my clients are worried about that. To be honest, reviews definitely help you to get more phone calls because people do a quick glance and, you know, they look for someone who has a good star rating. They look for, you know, maybe someone who has more reviews, but it doesn't affect your ranking. You know, if anyone tells you you need to get more reviews, that's just kind of a smoke and mirrors. If I hear all the time business owners say, well, I'm with Brand Rep and they keep telling me to get more reviews and I'm trying, but it's not working. I mean, if you're paying someone to get you placement, that's their job. But really, that doesn't affect your placement. It does help you to get more phone calls because people obviously want to work with someone who's being recommended by others. But we can help you get reviews. You know, we can send you the link to your Google listing with a sample thank you letter. You send it out to your satisfied customers. It takes about 5 seconds if they just want to give you a star rating, maybe 5 minutes if they want to write a few kind words. But it makes it as easy as possible for you to generate those reviews, as easy as possible for them to write that review and for it to populate where it benefits you the most, which is right on your Google listing.
I agree. Okay. Yeah, it all sounds really good. I just, it's been a long road for the past few years, just trying to get it all squared away. If I did have even just 10 good phone calls a month, I would probably be good, you know? That's really all I'm kind of trying to accomplish with anyone or anything.
Sure.
Does sound like that's what you guys do, so.
Right. It's not meant to inundate you with more work than you can take on, but a steady stream of phone calls coming your way. You know, obviously it's really designed for even just one job that you weren't going to get otherwise to offset the cost of the service.
Right. Totally. Yes. So, I guess moving forward, what would be the next step
The next step here would be to schedule your client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will give you a call, talk to you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, et cetera, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, that helps us to build out the website and to create the additional content. You don't necessarily have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then usually it's about 5 to 7 business days after we do your client interview when you'll have full access to your tracking system, because by then all of the directories have been created and submitted and there is something for you to track. Now, it's 11-fold contracting LLC, and you definitely want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business, right, appearing on your website, et cetera.
I believe that's legally, yes, a requirement. Yes.
I saw an address on the Angie profile, but correct me if I'm wrong, your business is technically service-based, meaning that you only go to the customer and no one ever does come to you. But the 10042 Highway 238, is that your residence?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, obviously we don't want customers to head out to your home. You'll just be listed city and state. And then, what is your last name?
Jennings.
Could you spell that?
J-E-N-N-I-N-G-S.
Oh, Jennings, okay. And your first name, is it E-L-L-I-O-T?
It's 1-L-1-T, so E-L-I-O-T.
1-L-1-T, okay. And then, Mr. Jennings, if you don't have any other questions for me, I will take a look at that client interview calendar. And then, like I said, I was able to reduce the cost of the service and even waive your setup fee. So there's no initial setup fee that attaches to the first month. It is just $249 as an out-the-door cost. How did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
I believe it's a Visa associated with my business account. Let me go get that out of the car real fast. Because, yeah, I mean, they charged me $25 for that piano lead.
Wow.
And I was like, it just doesn't even qualify as
right.
anything I've suggested. And I spent a whole week calling them to adjust.
Okay.
To adjust what my services are, because I just got the license and I wanted to change the business name from my old business to the new one, same
right.
account. And, you know, it's just been, just haggling with them is kind of pointless. So,
yeah, I've heard other business owners say that same thing. Is the name on the card your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. Any middle initial or just first and last for you?
A. Middle initial is A.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said it was a Visa card?
Yes, it's a Visa.
That should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. We're 4003-8105.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
5246.
Yes, sir.
7640.
And the expiration month and year?
11/28/2028,
and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
065.
065. So I've got 065, 065. I've got 11 or November of 2028 for the expiration date, and Mr. Jennings, was the card itself 4003-8105-5246? 7640.
That's it.
And does that bill at the home address, the 10042 Highway 238?
It does.
And that's 97530. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, I'm actually required to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a flat rate, that we reduce the cost of the service, waive the setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance. to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
11-Fold Contracting LLC.
And that is exactly how I have it. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Elliot A. Jennings, and I am the owner-operator.
And Mr. Jennings, as the owner and operator of 11-Fold Contracting LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then the billing information that you did just provide, of course, you are also an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Singularly, yes.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And this is because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Elliot, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Of course.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of Angie. There is no conflict there. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. I mean, obviously, with all the content that we'll be creating for 11-Fold Contracting LLC, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing equally or maybe
like,
more important.
Ranking geeks or people like that?
Well, the reason that we ask, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. It's our job to make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent, because conflicting information can hurt your ranking. Now, obviously, we'll be the ones to build your website for you, and we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you won't need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Jennings, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, like I said, it is the flat rate of exactly $249. I was able to waive your setup fee. The website's included, so this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the account setup, which I'll waive, will be charged today's date, the 19th of January, in the very reduced total amount of just $249. That's officially our friends and family rate. It is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up on you. It is all-inclusive, no hidden taxes or fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google and Bing, all the relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are included, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 19th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $249. And again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, as I mentioned, we'll do your client interview tomorrow. We're booked out for the rest of the day. We usually do our client interviews first day, second day, third day, so tomorrow's perfect. Going to get things going for you. Also, as I said, 5 to 7 business days, you'll have full access to your client dashboard, 24/7 access and reports updates throughout the day, so almost real-time reporting. 7 to 14 days is what they tell me to say for your website and your Facebook ads. It's usually a little bit less than that. Days 45 through 60, everything's firing on all cylinders. You're throughout your service area for your services. And whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, we provide continuous reporting, updating, support. Now, as with any form of advertising, we do want you to give it a fair shot, although it is month to month and you can stop at any time. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee applies. You can stop at any time, though. No questions asked. You can pause your account if you get more work than you can handle. If you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact your client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Elliot, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Jennings, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I just would like to know what the cancellation fee would happen to be if it happened to, in the first 90 days.
So it's a diminishing fee. It starts at $599, and then every month that you use the service, it decreases by $149, which is the component that we are collecting for the service. The other $100 goes directly to Facebook. So basically, if you keep the service for 3 months, the cancellation fee is null and void. Obviously, it's just kind of to make sure that you've got skin in the game, because, you know, we lose our shirt if you cancel in that first, second, or third month. So, obviously, we've kept our doors open for more than 21 years by providing a service that's actually below our cost in the first few months. It really takes that long for us to break even because of all the content that we create, because of the website that we'll build. And, of course, like I said, $100 of that's going to Facebook to pay for those ads every single month.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to do one other thing real quick here, and that's just to make a security question and answer here. It's a little bit more support, safety and security on your account. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with 11-Fold Contracting LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And if anyone calls you, if they tell you that they're Google or Local Splash, they would know that information. If they can't give it to you basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us. You should not speak with them. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Just go with the city I was born in.
City you were born in, and then what is the answer?
Orlando.
Orlando. Okay, I got to type it in twice, but you're all set there. Now, in a couple of minutes here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It's your welcome email. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
1 second.
No problem.
Brush in hand. I'm literally doing trim and baseboards right now.
I hear you. You'll get it by way of email, though. If that's going to be.
Oh, if it's going to be in the email, I'm pretty on top of that. That should be fine then.
That's perfect. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day unless they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they'll follow up with you the following business day. The email address is going to be on there as well. It's simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you're also going to get an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be an invoice email. There should be a link on that invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I do want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. We do schedule by the hour, but the call usually takes about 30, 40 minutes. We schedule by the half hour, though. They overlap. This is tomorrow. We've got 9, 9:30, 10, 10:30, 11, or in the afternoon, 3 o'clock. If you want something kind of mid-morning or that last one at 3?
Let's do the 10.
10 o'clock. So it's going to be scheduled from 10 to 11. Like I said, it doesn't take that long. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions you might have. You'll receive at 9 o'clock an automated email reminding you that the call itself is scheduled at 10. And then I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really just more for your record. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. And no problem if you do. Now, did you happen to receive either the email or the text message? It should say local splash initial invoice.
One moment. I will go right back to it. I'm just trying to finish this one board.
No problem.
Yeah, going back to it while it starts to dry, it gets tacky. And
oh, boy. No, you're not.
It doesn't settle. You'll see the lines. I do apologize for making you wait, though.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Ouch. Yeah, man, I would love to get to a stage where I'm hiring people to do everything, but it's takes
right.
a couple of years. Yeah, I got the text message.
Okay, yeah, the email generates the text, but either one, if you click on it, there's a couple of emails. One's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You might not even need to worry about that. It's automated, but that's just for your Google verification. The other one is your welcome email. It's important not just because it has our client support information on there. Most emails do, but that also has your login credentials for your tracking system, which won't be active until maybe Wednesday, Thursday. We have to do your client interview first, but you'll get official confirmation by text and email when your tracking system is live. And, of course, you'll also have on that text and email your username and password. Your username is your phone number. It's in our system the same way, so you can't change it, but it's set up to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to associate with your account. The area code's included, so it's 541-778-4154. Just numbers, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses or anything like that. Your default password, it's pulling up now, is NetYahoo, all lowercase, no space, but you can change that as often as you like.
Is that in the email? Which email should I be looking at?
Those are the other emails. The one that I want you to open up is the other one. Again, I apologize. I should be.
No worries. I just the password is the only thing I'm concerned about.
Yeah,
but
you
I'm
can
seeing
change that. That's going to be on your welcome email, and you don't have to access it right now. Your tracking system is not even live yet. But the other one, it's going to say, hello, Elliot A, which is obviously your first initial, not your last initial, your middle initial, I should say. It's going to say, local splash initial invoice. Thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is below. And then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on those two words, click here, it's hyperlinked to the terms of experience, which is everything we went through in the voice verification. You can scroll above that at any point in time. Obviously, Google is going to be our main focus, but like I said, we'll do Bing as well, the website, the Facebook ads. The three boxes near the bottom, we want you to click all three. One that you allow us to send SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and the last one that you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring. Once you've got all three of those boxes checked, that's when you would copy and paste or type in Elliot A. Jennings, usually case sensitive for at least the first initial of your first name. But if you want to just make it an exact match or copy and paste it, once you've got Elliot A. Jennings, no period after the A, our system doesn't like punctuation there. But once you've got your name in the box, click the confirm signature box. It does a couple of things. Lets us know that you know it's a flat rate and the website's included. It also allows us to do the initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful.
I'm falling behind.
That's okay. Are you on the email with the three?
The invoice one, correct?
The invoice one, correct.
It says, please click here. Okay, clicking. Sorry, I was digging.
Yeah, if you're not following right around, none of it makes sense. But if you
I agree to SMS.
Yep.
Holder and signer of credit card.
Correct.
I acknowledge the payments are automatic. Okay, on those confirmed. So click here to type my name. Elliot. A. Jennings. Okay. Confirm signature. That's where I'm at right now, yes?
Yep. And then it should take you to a login page for your tracking system.
Okay.
Or automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it now, neither of which is really true. So you don't need to worry about that right now, but your login credentials are on your welcome email. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did also already send out the calendar invite for that 10 o'clock appointment. And again, at 9 o'clock, you'll get an automated reminder. Call should be right out or shortly after 10. And I do hope that I'm in between phone calls when our technician is ready, because I certainly would like to say a quick hello to you. If I am on a phone call, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. If you want to quiz them, they would know that Orlando is the city you were born in. But other than that, I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're excited to get that going for you.
Thank you. We're at the only thing I'm questioning is the so my sign-in username is my phone number, correct?
Correct.
You said?
Yes.
And then the password is in the welcome email?
The password is in the welcome email, but if you want to write it down, it's netyahoo, N-E-T-Y-A-H-O-O, all lowercase, no space, just a random generated default password. You can change it if you like.
Okay, cool.
Right.
Wait, so the only other question was, did you say capital in some of that, capital N or... Or net or?
Oh, no. All lowercase, no space.
Okay. Cool. Just making sure.
Yep. Absolutely. I appreciate you. And thank you for taking the call at the end of the day, especially while you're still working. And I appreciate you. And I appreciate your time.
For sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Elliot.
Talk to you soon.
Yep. Absolutely. We'll talk to you tomorrow right out or around 10 o'clock.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.